Well, this is going to be interesting because, yeah, doing my AMA after, fuck, it's been 3 months or some shit, maybe more. I don't remember, to be honest. Anyways, I'm doing it. I promised I was going to do it, and I was threatened. But anyways, shouts out to y'all. Love y'all. Yes, so let's finally do this shit, I guess. All right, let's start this shit off here. All right. Yes, my girl, Frantic Tumble. She said, "What's your favorite Meg song?" Like Meg Thee Stallion, just in case there's other people you're thinking about out there. But damn. I should have thought about this before I started recording. I like the song. Okay. Shit. That's hard. Wow, I started off hard. Pause. Pause on that. I would say I like the song Stop Playing that she did with Gunna. You know, the Please Stop Playing With Me, Bitch. Like that. That song was fire. What's the other song? Big Ol' Freak. Oh my God, that song. That's probably my favorite song. I'm not even gonna get started with that. I might have to listen to that shit, take a break already and listen to that, and then come back, I swear to God. Yep, that's the one. That is definitely the one. So yeah, Big Ol' Freak probably is my favorite song of hers, and that song, it slaps. Yeah. She can slap me. What? Anyways, moving on. What's your favorite, or wow, I can't read. What's your go-to Asian snack? Shit. All right, don't be a basic bitch. Don't be a basic bitch. I like nori maki arare. I like the damn. So I was supposed to say Pocky. I mean, I like Pocky's good. Okay, Pocky's hella good. It's classic. Okay, and the white rabbit candy. That's candy. Shit, and also garden waffles. Oh, or waffles. I said waffles. Wafers, the garden wafers, like the strawberry flavor and the vanilla flavor one. Once again, that's not really a snack, but also egg roll, the little egg rolls too. Shit, those are good. Those are good as fuck. Oh my God, mooncakes, red bean paste mooncakes. Jesus Christ, during Lunar New Year. But anyways, pick something. Pick something. Okay. Listen, roasted seaweed. I know it's basic, that's basic as shit, right? But like, you can't go wrong with roasted seaweed. You can eat it like it's some chips, or you could just like mix it with your rice, or you can like put in some soup, you know, shred it up a little bit with some, you know, put your shrimp in the soup, and then you can also use it kind of for some bum ass spam musubi. You know, you put that spam on the thing, and you just grill that shit up a little bit. Not grill it, I don't know, fry it. What do you call that? I don't know what you call that. And you slap that shit on there, put some seaweed, put some rice, put some seaweed, and there you go, little spam musubi. So I mean, roasted seaweed—you can't go wrong with roasted seaweed. Good as shit. Okay. Wait, hold up. I forgot to add to the Asian snack list. Them adobo peanuts. Adobo—I don't know how to say it. That could be completely wrong. That could be my little bit of white side coming out. But yes, the adobo peanuts. Please feel free to roast me on that one and how to pronounce that because shit, I don't know. But those smack. I can eat like almost a whole ass little thing of those. Those are really good. So yeah, that's another one. Next, how do you feel about walruses? Well, first of all, that's so weird. Is it walrus? Walruses? Jesus, walruses. I like them. They're cute. Like they're really cute. And they're huge. Like they don't look. I mean, no, they look big. They do look big. Like they would definitely crush me into pieces. But I mean, they're cute, and I like their teeth or whatever they're called. Yeah, their teeth, right? The little, they're not tusks. They're not tusks. No, I'm not a mammal person. I don't know mammal facts that well. I'm a herp nerd. Okay, I like reptiles, amphibians, that type of shit. But I like their teeth. They're cute. Would I want to be a walrus? I don't think I've never, No, I would probably stab myself by accident with my little teeth things. But yeah, I like walruses. They're cute, and they can do the little clapping thing with the. But anyways, yes, walruses. I like them. Last question from her is, why are you so damn fine? I mean, I don't know. Just my genetics, you know. That's just what happened. I woke up like this. I woke up like this. Yeah, and that's my question to you, actually. Why are you so fine? 'Cause damn, shit. Anyways, let's see here. Now let's move on. All right, next question is brought to you by Jackie Loves You. Yes, my girl. Current pandemic and political shitstorm with not blit notwithstanding. If you could pick anywhere in the world to go to right now, where would it be? Well, I am a mega simp for Australia, and I really want to go there one day. And I've been wanting to go there since first grade because I'm a basic bitch and I love Steve Irwin. And as I want to just go to the Australia Zoo. That's like my biggest thing. I want to go to Australia Zoo, and I want to see all the damn animals. Damn it, I want to touch the animals. And my mom wants hold a koala and all this other shit. But yes, I'm a herp nerd. I love, crocodiles. I love my little reptiles and amphibians. I just want to see them, And yes, I want to go specifically to Beerwah, Australia. The other places too, but that's like my main one. I want to go there so bad. Damn, I want to go there. I've never been out of this country. So let's do it. Let's make it happen someday. Shit. Student loans, goddamn. Anyways, moving on. What's next? Yes. Yes, the homie, Front Row Dreams. Okay, yeah. Tell us about the animals again. Or your most improbable animal story. Oh boy, the aminals. I have so many aminal stories. Shit. Okay, this one time I came back from college, and so we live out in the countryside. And as I said, I came back and I was home alone the one day, and my mom was at work. My brother was doing something. I think he was at school or something. I don't remember. And then like I said, I was home alone, and I heard like a knocking at the front door, and I was like, okay. It's quite early, but okay, I will go and check. And I thought it was my mom or my brother. They forgot something at the house, so they came back to get it. But there was nobody there. And I was like, okay, maybe I am just imagining shit or something. I'm going crazy. And then I heard it again, like 10 minutes later, and I was like, the fuck? And so then I looked out the window, and there was nobody there again. And I was like, oh god, that's kind of spooky, but maybe I'm just hearing shit. I'm just on drugs or something. I just woke up, So I was like, okay, I better fucking wake the hell up because shit, that's not cool, brain. And so I went to go shower so I could wake the fuck up, So I got into the damn shower. I was doing my shit, and then I heard knocking. Like, it sounded like it was coming from the bathroom door, and I turned off the water, and I was like, oh yeah, what do you need? Because I thought it was my mom or my brother or something. They knocked on the door and they wanted something, and so I was just like, oh yeah, what do you need? And nobody answered. And so I was like, I'm gonna get murdered, like in Psycho. I'm gonna get fucking stabbed in the shower, and I'm gonna die. And so luckily I brought my phone with me. And I was like, are you guys here or what? And I thought they were just like fucking around with me. And then I turned on the shower again and I was doing my shit. I was like almost done washing my hair. And the same thing happened where knocking on the bathroom door. And I was like, the fuck? And so I was like, okay, you need to stop. Like, you need to stop. And so I texted my mom. I texted my mom again. I was like, my dude, what? And she was like, what? And I was like, "Are you guys doing this shit?" And she's like, "No, I'm at work, and my brother was at work, or not at work, at school." And I was like, "So you telling me that y'all ain't knocking on the door or some shit?" And she was like, "Nobody's home." And I was like, "I'm gonna get murdered. I'm going to die in this bathroom." And so, she was like, "Oh, yeah, you should go check it out." And okay. Disclaimer. Let me say disclaimer. My mama is half white, half Chinese, right? And so sometimes when she says some shit like that, I'm like, "Wow, that's the white side coming out." Same thing. I do that for myself. Like when I can't dance some days or whatever, I'm like, "Oh damn, that's my fourth white side coming out." So like I said, I'm half black, and I'm like, "You trying to kill my you trying to kill my ass? Like you really trying to get me to go out there and check on this shit? And I'm gonna get my ass stabbed. I'm gonna get my booty hole stabbed, and your ass is just." What, like what? Why are you telling me to go check this shit out? And she was like, "Oh no, this is fine. Just go check it out." And I was like, "Oh my God, she's gonna get me killed. She's trying to collect life insurance or something. She wants me to die." And so I got out the shower and I ran into my room and locked the door and I got my clothes on and shit. And I was looking outside and I was like, "What the fuck is going on?" And then I was like, Okay, mama, I'm gonna go out there and I'm gonna go check. And if I die, well, that's you. That's on you." And so I got my knife and I got like my mag light. I got my pepper spray. I had tape. Like I was suited up for that shit. And I went out there and I heard the knocking again on the front door. And I went out through the back door and I was like, "Bitch, I'm going to go out there and I'm gonna figure out what the fuck is going on." And I went around the corner and I was like, "Oh my God, like, what if I see somebody?" I was like, "What if I actually see somebody?" And I'm like, "I'm gonna freak the fuck out if I see somebody." And so I went around the corner and I was like, okay, bitch, you can do this, you can do this." And then I peeked around the corner and it was a fucking woodpecker the whole time. It was a woodpecker pecking on the damn door, but it sounded like fucking knocking. And apparently they like fucking made a hole into the house, and so they were like in the walls, and they were and the freaking thing was pecking on the walls. That's why I heard it in the shower, and it sounded like it was coming from the damn door. So yeah, little bitch ass woodpecker doing the shit, you know, fucking my shit up, gave me a damn heart attack, and I started laughing my ass off, and I'm like, "Wow, I really almost died because of this damn woodpecker." So yeah, that's one of the stories I can think of right now. Yeah. Oh boy. Okay. Yeah, this next question is gonna be interesting. Yes, number two. What's your unrequited love story? All right. So, I'm trying to think. I'm really trying to think here. Okay, like the classic, you know, "I thought I was straight. Oh my God, I thought I was so straight because I crushed on this dude pretty hard back in my sophomore year of college, and I was thinking that shit. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck, you know, lesbian master dot reference." But I was like, I think it's because I thought that he was just like really nice and stuff, that I was like, "Oh my gosh, this man, wow, I've never liked a guy before, wow, this is new." And yeah, and so I had a crush on that guy, and I was kind of like pursuing him, you know, I was like doing shit. I was definitely putting in more work than the other party there. And yes, you know, it's like, "Oh yeah, you know, let's have some lunch or some shit together and all this other stuff." And he was in one of my and no, he was in two of my classes actually. And I was like, "Okay, yeah, you know, I don't even know." I said it was a strange thing. And then he tried to like I was like, I'm stupid, right? I'm really dense. And I can't pick up on signals. Like, my signal picking up skills are really shit. And so I'm pretty sure he's trying to make some moves and all that other shit. And I was just like not reading that. And yes. And then he tried to like, I'm pretty sure the one time he tried to invite me to like come over to his place and smash. And I was not feeling the smash-o-meter. I was not. And touching, and I was like, nope, I don't do this. And yes, and then I found out he was actually like kind of fucking crazy. So I'm glad that that is an unrequited love story or something, because he was, yeah, he was weird. He was a weird dude, it turned out. Like, he was going on rants on Facebook about shit, and I was like, wow, you're crazy. You're fucking crazy. So yes, that's when I was, like I said, when I thought I was straight. That's my unrequited love story of that. The aftermath. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I can't think of, I'm trying, like, obviously, just, like, the gay crushes. You're just like, oh my gosh, she's so pretty. Oh my gosh, but I'm like, I wish that I could, I don't know, if I can hold hands with hers, or, I don't know, shit like that, you know? Simp shit, you know? I'm on that simp shit. And, yes, so that's other stuff, you know? Yeah, thinking I'm straight. Good times, good days, you know, that haunts me at night. Okay, moving on to number three. Number three, angels. Do they exist? Oh, God, that's gonna awaken my Christianity rant again, but I already told you about that. In my opinion, they do not exist, unless you mean this, like, hypothetically, where it's like, oh my gosh, or not, I don't know what the word is for that, Jesus, the, like, if you call somebody an angel or something like that, like, oh, you know, she's such an angel, blah, 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 that's for reals, that's for real, friends. But yeah, actual angels, I don't know, I just keep thinking of Bayonetta right now, Bayo Keika, because angels and demons in that game, and if you haven't played it, you should play that, because it's very great, very quality game. Yes, so no. Okay, number four. What is your stance on mythical creatures and cryptid? I mean, they're cool. I guess cool to learn about them and stuff like that. Like, I was, one of my majors was religious studies, and I like to learn about, you know, different legends and myths from different cultures and stuff like that. So I think it's really interesting to learn about it and to learn about, you know, why people believe the stuff that they believe, and, you know, having more understanding and being more accepting of other people's stances on that stuff. But yeah, I don't know if I believe in the stuff. Like, ghosts, I don't fuck with ghosts, though. I don't fuck with, like, you know, demon ghost thing. I don't care if they might not be real or whatever, but I'm not fucking with it. Like, I think that's just the black in me, and we don't fuck with that shit. We don't fuck with, you know, going to the damn graveyards and doing fuck shit, you know. I don't do that shit. I'm not fucking with it. I'm not going to no haunted places. My mama tried to kill me again. Oh, she tried to kill us again. She took us to the damn Winchester Mansion. I was like, you're trying to collect life insurance. Deadass. Are you trying to do something here? But anyways, I don't fuck with that shit. So if that's also included in that, then yeah, I don't fuck with that. But yeah. So yeah, that's that too. All right. Let's go to next person. Swords. Hey, Swords. What's going on? What's popping? Okay. First question. How did you get into making audios? Shit. Okay. Let's go all the way back. Let's go back to uni. Us having really bad, like, panic attacks and stuff. And that was not fun. And I was trying to figure out how the fuck to calm myself the fuck down. And then I got into ASMR stuff, you know, listening to stuff in comfort audio stuff. And then, it was pure, it was safe for work stuff, and it was nice. And then one day, one of my peeps that I was following on YouTube was like, oh yeah, I post now on GWA. And I was like, wow, I wonder what that is. I mean, I love her voice, so I'm going to check it out. And, she was posting on there, and I was like, wow, this is a whole new world here, shit, okay, I like it, here I'm staying, and, just, you know, lurking and stuff like that, and, you know, Literotica, all that wonderful jazz, great stuff, love it, But then I don't know. I don't know how long I've been on Reddit. I don't, it hasn't been that long, but yeah, so it's just very inferior, not inferior. Whoa, words. Infuriating. Oh my God, I don't know English. But anyways, it just made me mad. Well, not mad, just frustrated that there's not that much content, you know, F for F content, you know, it needed to be more. And one day, my horny little ass sat down and I was like, bitch, I'm making some fucking scripts right now and I'm gonna post this shit on here and I'm gonna revolutionize some shit. I don't know. And so yeah, I was sitting there, I mean, I was making those shits. I was chip, 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 and I was typing that shit up. And so then I was like, okay, I finished like fucking three or four scripts or some shit. I was like, I'm gonna post these bitches on here, and then I was gonna post it, and I was sitting there, and I was like, did I really, like, you know, like the post nut clarity after, but it was like post script clarity, and after I wrote all the shit, I was like, wow, I really did all that, like, okay, and so, but yeah, I posted it anyways, and then Captain North did my first script. You know, I posted it and I was like, wow, this is probably shit. And then she was like, oh no, this is good. And then after that, she did the her first audio using my script. And I was like, wow, that was good shit. And it was good shit. And then she was like, ah, oh, you should try doing it too. And I was like, ew, no, my voice is ugly, so I don't want to do that. And then yes, I decided to do it. After more encouragement, I decided, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna. Oh, S Sandy Stockings. Yeah, Sandy Stockings too. It was like, oh yeah, you try it out. And I was like, yep, okay. So yeah, I'm gonna. That's what I did. Even though oh my God, cr I cringe still to this day. I'm gonna cringe listening back to all of this shit because damn, I hate listening to my voice. God, I hate listening to my voice. But it's better now. Like in the beginning, holy shit, it hurts so bad. To listen back to my stuff when I was editing my stuff. But now it's still horrible, but it's like it's less horrible. And yes, so that's how I got into audios and stuff, and I kept going with it, you know, work. I'm still obviously I'm doing it less, but like I'm still working slowly on making scripts and shit. And yeah, so that's how I got into my stuff here. Whoop, 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 whoop. All right. Next question. What's your favorite thing about making audios? Oh my gosh, let's see here. I'm trying to think. I like, I don't know. It's kind of annoying and also fun, but like adding in the sound effects for, you know, your idea, I don't know, your script idea and stuff like that. You can put in your little ideas like, oh, I want this sound effect. And that's kind of like what I like to do to make it complete, you know, to you have to fulfill the whole fantasy of it, you know? I mean, you don't have to, but like I like to do that because it's like more immersion and all that. And yes, so that's kind of my favorite thing to do is like find the sound effects, like the perfect sound effects for what fits with my imagination and put it into the audio while I'm editing. But it's also fucking annoying because I have to like it has to be perfect. It has to be exactly as I imagined it in my head, or I will have to actually. Oh, making the sound effects yourself is also it can be fun too, but it also can take up more time if you're like, no, bitch, no, do this. But anyways, so yeah, that's probably my favorite thing about making up the audios. Any hopes, wishes for the future of GWA? Etc. I mean, fucking GWA Sapphic. I just want to see it grow and be a big ass thing, you know? I mean, this community is lit. Like this community, this is litness. This is legitness, litness. Okay, and this was all that I wanted to see, you know, before it became a thing. I was like, wow, why don't we have this? And now we have this. Thanks, Glacial. But then, and everybody else too is part of this. Like, thank you, everybody. Even if you're lurking, like, you're still participating in this community. And yes, we're all some real ones becoming part of this community and making it grow. And yes, so that's one of my future wishes, I guess, would just keep this community growing and then people posting their stuff, you know? That's my wish. I don't, that was awkward. Anyways. Okay. What's your go-to ice-breaking anecdote? Okay, I have to say that every time, or not every time, but most times, because I'm trying to be like, oh yeah, I'm built different. I ain't like the other girls type of shit. And so if you do like two truths and a lie, I'll be like, oh, because you know, gay, it'll be like, oh, I skate, or what's the other truth? I don't know. Okay, yeah, my other truth is, yeah, I'm afraid of the dark, so take that. And then I need to redo that. Holy shit, my brain. I didn't have coffee today. My brain activity is quite low. Let me redo that. So my lie is that I'm really good at, like, skateboarding and shit. My truth is, like, I'm afraid of the dark. And other one is I almost lost my arm. So yeah, that's my go-to thing, right? And then people obviously are like, oh, obviously it's that you're afraid of the dark or you lost your arm, that's your lie. And I'm like, nope, it's actually that I don't skateboard. Like, I can't, and I've never been able to skateboard, and I will definitely bust my ass. And then they're like, so you almost lost your arm? And I'm like, yeah. And yes, brown recluse spiders, don't get bit by them. Those are very bad. And their venom is necrotic. And so, yeah, it's venom. I got bit in my elbow one day when I was out and about at a farm. It's farm fuckery, you know? And yeah, I got bit by one of those little hoes. And yeah, I almost lost my damn arm because I did not know I got bit by it. I thought it was a mosquito bite. And then I had like a red line going up my arm and it was bad. And so I went to the doctor and they were like, oh my gosh, we gotta do some treatment shit and all this other stuff. And yeah, so yeah, I thought I was gonna have to get my damn arm amputated because they were like, if this red line goes up, you know, past this point on your arm, yeah, we might have to do something about that. And I was like, oh, wow, fuck. So yeah, I almost lost my right arm. That would have been great. Because of course, why not lose my right arm? That was back in high school. But yes, so that's my favorite little story to tell. But yeah, I don't want to I could go into detail about that, but I don't want to spend forever on this damn AMA because I already know I'm going to spend it forever anyways. It's going to be a long ass damn AMA. Shit. Okay. Next and final question. What's the coolest, weirdest thing you've learned on Reddit? Oh, fuck. I actually don't know. Coolest, weirdest thing. All right. Yeah, so I follow this one subreddit, and it's called Make Me Suffer, and I do not recommend it if you are disturbed by, like, they have some shit, they have some random shit on there, I follow it, right? And yes, you know, sometimes they have little surgery videos and stuff like that, and the one video that I will never be able to get out of my mind is they were like removing like a nail or not, I don't know, it was like they were trying to remove something from this guy's tibia or something like that, and they were using like a hammer, like it was crazy. I didn't know that's what they did for that, and that was pretty crazy. And I watched different surgery shows like that where, you know, like Dr. Pimple Popper and like My Feet Are Killing Me and all that, because I'm like, It's disturbing. Like, it's disturbing and it's gross, but at the same time, my freaking curiosity always kills me, and it always has, and I just have to see. I just have to see. Even though it's never going to leave my brain again for the rest of my life, I have to see. I have to know what goes on with that kind of stuff, even though I had no idea that's how it is done, and I'm not mentally prepared to see it. I still look at it anyways, and I still suffer over and over and over again. And maybe I might watch the same thing over and over again and be like, wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. Ow, 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 ow. So, yes, the tibial nail removal, I do not recommend. I do not recommend if you are easily disturbed. Do not look. Like, do not look at that. Yes, All right. Next questions are brought to you by Captain North. Number one, what's your top three favorite movies? Fuck. Horror movie I'm thinking of right now is called Noroi, and it's The Curse in Japanese. It's a Japanese movie where it's kind of like Blair Witch Project kind of thing, where it looks really realistic and it's VHS kind of quality stuff. And it's very spooky, and I was scared when I first watched it because it felt like it was real, but it wasn't. It obviously it's not real, but I mean, it still felt kind of real the way that they recorded the movie and stuff like that. Like it's pretty scary. Yeah, that's one. Two. Shit. Let's go sci-fi. One of my favorite movies is called Colossus. It's about like a supercomputer that takes over all the world's technology and it has the power to like nuke the whole world. And the humans gave it that power so that it could prevent like another world war from happening or something like that. And it's a good movie. I don't want to spoil it just in case, people kind of want to watch that or whatever. But it's a good movie. It's a good movie and it's very interesting. And I learned, like, I brought some of that shit in with me to my classes in college. And it was, I don't know, it made me think about shit. It's a very interesting movie. Three, let's go. Is that a rom-com? Was that a rom-com? Yeah, I guess it was a rom-com. Monster in Law. I can watch that movie like forever. Like I love that movie. Because it's just funny. I don't know. Like, yeah, it's a good movie. You should watch that. It's hella funny. It has J Lo in it and Wanda Sky. What's her name? Sykes. Wanda Sykes. Wanda Sky. I can't remember what her name is. But yeah, she's in it and she's hella funny. Yes, it's a good movie and it's funny. All right. Shit, that was only one question. Holy shit. Okay. Number two. What do you have any top three books you like? Oh shit. Books. Not manga, books. Okay. I liked Maud Martha. This one talks about like the main character's name Maud Martha. She's dark-skinned woman and how she lives her life in society back in the ooh, was that the 50s, 40s, something like that, and how differently dark-skinned people have to live versus light-skinned people. And yeah, privilege, light skin privilege is a thing. Yeah, let's move on from that. So that's number one, Maud Martha. Number two, High on the Hog is probably one of my favorite books that I read. It's more of my kind of it's kind of part of religious studies stuff, but it's also about like soul food and the origins of it, like during slavery, and how people try to, like, even today, people try to erase it as being part of Black history and trying to claim it as, oh, it's this soul food is American and blah, blah, blah. And no, it's not. Don't fight me on that because, yes, it's leftover. No, yeah, I'm not gonna get into that either. Moving on to the last book, think of a last book. Joy Luck Club. That was a really good book. I related to that 'cause yes, problems with the Asian side of the family, but yes, it was a good book and you got to see different perspectives of different women with their mothers and how they were treated and the culture. And yes, I like that book a lot as well. That was a good one. All right, last question. Last question. Which tags are the most interesting to you as a listener? Okay. Does it mean like ones that I'm like, oh hell yeah, I'm gonna click on that? Or, oh, that's something. Let's see what that is. Because, shit, I don't know. I mean, okay, yeah, I already made my request of what I'd like and all that. I want to make another request, but yeah, stuff I like me some F sub. Can't lie there. Like me some choking. Let me some biting and teasing. All that, you know, that kind of stuff. That's really nice. That's nice stuff. Hair stroking. Gotta love that. On the more soft side there. Strap on. You know, stuff like that. Calling me daddy. That. Yeah, stuff like that. I like those texts. I don't know if that's what you meant by most interesting, but yeah, that would pique my interest, I would say, very much so. So, do with that information what you will, or nothing. I don't know. But yeah, okay. All right, let's see here. Verbal verbs is. Oh my God, I have an essay now. Let's see here. Number one, if you were a fish, what kind of fish would you be? Okay, see, I already thought about this one a tiny bit, you know, because because you commented, still saying that you want to know what kind of fish I want to be or I would be. But all right, I'm thinking either I'm gonna be a clownfish because I'd be clowning, or I'd be getting clowned a lot, or I'd be a lionfish because I got, you know, I got my lion's mane, my hair, right? It's all floofy and stuff. I mean, I guess I could get stabby stabby like a lionfish. I could get stabby stabby if the time called for it. I could get stabby stabby, but like, yeah, I don't know. Let's go. I'll say a lionfish. Bloop bloop. I don't really have any more reasoning for it because I can't think of any more fish. Yeah. Lionfish. And next question. What, in your opinion, is the worst trend fad in history? In history? Oh shit. In history. God damn it. Verbal why? I'd say fuck. Okay. The honeycomb hairstyle. What, I don't know what that the honeycomb bump hairstyle shit. I don't know what era that was, but that's ugly as hell. I'm sorry. That's just I can't do that. I can't do the honeycomb thing. And that just reminded me now of the damn, I don't know. That's gotta be a commercial out here, but they're called like bump its or some shit, and you put it in your hair to like bump put a bump in your hair 'cause if it's straight and it's flat or whatever, and then it creates like a bump thing. But I can't. Like, it gives you Karen energy. It gives major Karen energy. You should see the commercials for it, and it doesn't look good. So bump it. I don't think they were ever a thing, but still, that was just awful. So yeah, take that. Those are bad. I can't think of anything else because history. It's history. Like that's so much time, and I can't think. And yeah, okay. Next one. Which superhero in a universe would you want to be by your side in battle? Holy shit. Holy shit. That's so many. Oh my God. Fuck. Okay, I took some time to think because I just was like, holy shit, there's so many. So many. I'm remembering all the damn animated series, like Justice League Unlimited, that was one of my favorite shits back then. I mean, it still is. This is a good. I need to rewatch it. We were rewatching it. I was rewatching it with my pops, but like, we got to rewatch that shit because. But anyways, back to the shit. Wonder Woman kicks ass. Like she delivers with the ass kicking. She will whoop your ass up and down. No cap. She will whoop your ass. So I'm gonna say Wonder Woman because she's like, oh, she gonna fuck some shit up. She gonna crack some heads open and she gonna deflect some bullets and all the shit. She got the invisible jet shit. Like, how could you not say Wonder Woman? Like, Wonder Woman fucks shit up. Okay, she's gonna deliver. You call her up, she gonna be like, okay, I'm gonna be there and I'm gonna whoop everyone's ass. Like, that's it. So Wonder Woman. I'm saying Wonder Woman. Okay. Number four. Do you have a favorite verb? Oh my God, now this is the hardest one. This is, oh boy. Okay, I need to take some time to think about this one too. Favorite verb. Oh boy. I don't know. I thought about it again. So favorite verb. Okay. By coolness factor, like it looks cool, is the golden pheasant, right? That one looks so fucking cool. Like it looks like a pharaoh or some shit. It's like a chicken pharaoh, and it's beautiful. And then by like cool as in the skills and shit, oh, the lyre bird that can imitate, oh my God, imitate like all the construction sounds and like pew pew pew. Like there's videos on it, and it's really cool. So I like those two probably the most. I don't know. I would have to think more about it, but I'm like those are the two. Okay, number five. I'm taking you out for lunch in a minute. Okay, girl, all right. What are we having? Oh God. I don't know. What are we having? You can't go wrong with Chinese food. Like you can't go wrong with Chinese food. So either that or like some real good Italian food, like people from Sicily. Oh my God. Shit. Minestrone soup. Oh my God. Oh, so good. Yes, so those two, I guess. But Chinese food. I would probably say Chinese food. If you could change just one thing about the world, what would it be? Oh my God, I don't. Why? Why are you asking me such questions? Fucking the people believed in climate change, and they were like, oh my God, it's a hoax and blah blah blah. And we actually took it seriously for once. Hi, America. I'm trying to get out of here. But anyways, yes, so probably people actually believe that climate change was actually a problem and it was real. Or same thing about Rona, that people actually were like, wow, this is real and we should care about this. And like, yeah, so that would be good too. Number seven, Elon Musk wants to send you to space. Are you going? Hell no. I am not going to no damn space. I don't even like the sky. I don't like heights. I don't like the ocean. I don't like I just like the ground, okay? I don't do I never done space. Space, That's not me. Anybody else can go, but I'm not going. So no to space. He can pay for my damn student loans though. Can he do that? Can instead of the space travel, can he pay for my student loans? That would be wonderful. Okay. Number eight, do you have any GWA regrets? I haven't made any regretful decisions, I don't think yet. That I've said yet because I feel like it's coming. But I haven't been out here that long, I don't think, for me to be like, oh my God, no. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't have any regrets. Like I met everybody on here, so I'm like, hey, it's pretty good. It's pretty good shit for now. For now. Number nine, tomorrow, your best friend asks you to paint something beautiful to make them smile. What do you paint? Oh shit. I feel like I would paint like nature. That's the easiest shit for me to do. Like I can think of nature settings, and I would probably do a collage. And then I would paint from that collage. I don't know if I would do a realistic painting or I would do a surrealistic or like some cubism. So it depends. But I like doing little collage things and then drawing or painting from those. And they turn out looking pretty good. So yeah, probably something nature-y. Like, I don't know, some basic bitch shit, like some waterfalls or like jungle looking. I don't, something like that. That would be good. Okay. Number 10. Dinosaurs have somehow returned on a remote island. North really wants you to go with her to see them, but there's a 50-50 chance the dinos will start rampaging and eat you. Do you go? As much as I like my reptiles and amphibians and all that shit, that's a no from me, dog. I am not going there, and I am not going to get my ass eaten. Pause. But no, yeah, so no, I'm not doing that. Yeah. 11, have you ever thrown a penny in a fountain and made a wish? If yes, did it come true? I threw some pennies in there and I made some wishes. And no, they haven't come true yet. So yeah, no on that one. 12, would you rather ultimately have your heart broken every time you fell in love or never fall in love again? Wow. I mean, ultimately have every time. That's rough, buddy. Shit. Or never fall in love again. Let's say never fall in love again, 'cause damn, I don't need more extra. I don't need heartbreak, okay? I don't need that shit. So let's go with never fall in love again. And yeah, maybe, I don't know, that could change or something. I don't know. But yeah, so let's go with that. Number 13. What films wouldn't you tolerate watching for a partner? Oh my God. You mean type of films, like a genre, or like specific films? I gotta think about that one, because I mean, as long as it's not like some Barbie, My Little Pony, I don't know. I can't do those. I can't do stuff like that. Like I'm cool with cartoons. I can watch cartoons, little Disney stuff and other joints like that. I don't know. I watch a lot of stuff, like different kinds of stuff, but I don't know. I guess if it's some really cheesy ass rom, not even a rom-com, but it's like a ro purely like a romance kind of thing. I don't know if I could do those. I can't. I need like rom-com. And even at that, So yeah, I would probably say like cheesy ass romance movies. Like I can't. There needs to be some other shit going on in there. So I mean, I think I would tolerate it, but I would not like it. It would be painful as fuck. But yes. So I don't know. I can't think of anything for that one. Okay, number 14. If your lizard could talk, how do you think his personality would come across? Example, sassy, friendly, kind. Oh my God, he would be such a little old man. He would be an old ass man, and he would be just yelling at me, just like, let me go outside, let me do this, no, don't touch me, blah blah blah, I'm old. And he would just be a grumpy old man, because he's like 10 years old now, and leopard geckos live for like 10 to 20 years, so he's old. And he just like, waddles around in his cage, and he just likes to sleep. And yeah, I mean, I could hold him and stuff like that. I'm not saying he doesn't let me touch him, he bites me or anything. Like, he's just an old man, and he is grumpy, and he's tired. And so yeah, he would just be very old man-ish, and he would still love me. He would still love me. I hope he still love me. But he would just be just, he would probably be sassy, very sassy. But he'd love me. He's my little, yeah, my little spot, it's my little gecko. So yeah. All right, the last question. We are there. The last question from Brobo is, if you had a music band, what would their name be and what role would you have within it? Oh my God. Okay. Name. I don't know. I don't know. I can't think of anything. Let's say the Simps. I don't know. Let's go with the Simps. What role would you have within it? If it was like a K-pop bands. You know, they got like different roles. They got like visual, they got dancer, they got singers, that kind of shit, rappers. I would probably be the rapper because I everything else I'm like, or I would just be a member that exists in the group or some shit. And our group would be just about pining, yearning, like 90s style R&B, soul type of shit. Just like throwing rocks at the window and just gay pining at whoever and being out in the sand dunes and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, in some white tuxes or whatever, and just be like, oh, you know, baby, come back kind of thing. So yeah, that would be my group. They're called the Simps. I can't think of anything. My creativity is not there. And yes. So yeah, that would be my group. Yes. Okay. I think that was everything. And if I missed some shit, then fuck. I don't think I did. Oh my God, I choked on nothing. Yes, I think I got through everything, and if I didn't, then roast me in the comments. But yes, speaking of comments, verbal and front row dreams, yeah. So yeah, yes, everything is done. And now I can live my life and say that I finally did my my fucking AMA after 3 fucking months of not doing it and being too lazy to do it. It is done. It is done, and it is hopefully not the most cringiest shit that you've ever heard in your life, because I know I'm going to cringe listening back to all this, making sure that I didn't fuck some shit up while I recorded. But yes, it's going to hurt my soul, and hopefully it doesn't hurt yours as much as it hurts mine. Yep, so this was my AMA, my first one for damn, that was a long time ago. I just coughed for like a minute because I choked on my own saliva. But anyways, yeah, that was my stuff for 102 followers, I think it was. Or 104 followers, something. And yeah, so hopefully that's good. And I'll see y'all later. Wow, that's why am I so awkward? Okay, bye.